Wishing blessings upon your day on this Thursday, the 14th of May, 2015. I'm Buzz Aldrich, filling in for Andy Bates this morning on his time on Worldwide KFUO. And one of our regular, well, at least occasional guests is from Lutherans for Life of St. Charles County and Chapter 337, Dolores Desimone's on with us this morning. And we're going to talk about something that should be fun for a lot of people out in St. Charles County coming up. A family fun special needs fair is on the way this weekend. And good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on again. We're so excited about this event.
I'm sure you are. Now, I don't want to take away from the event at all, but I do want to say I'm looking at the extended forecast. It's hot and humid and a chance for thunderstorms this weekend. I hope that doesn't make a bit of a difference to the people coming out.
Well, we're hoping the same thing. We do have we're hoping to do a lot of activities outside also. But we do have a plan B. We have a large commons and a gym area that we can move most of the activities indoors if we need to.
Okay, now let's set the stage for all of this. It's a family fun fair for special needs. Let's start off by saying where it will take place.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's going to be at Zion Lutheran School, 3866 South Old Highway 94 in St. Charles.
And the time on this is Saturday from when to when?
Yes, sir, from 10 o'clock a.m. till 2 p.m. And the whole event is free, and we are offering a free lunch and just really hoping it will be a really fun atmosphere for families and children with, not only children, adults, very welcome too, for anyone with special needs to come, and just a lot of activities planned that hopefully will be very interactive and opportunity for them to be involved and just designed around all sorts of different special needs.
Well, Lutherans for Life of St. Charles County, Chapter 337, seems to be one of the champions of this effort to make sure that the special needs families are included and get even some designated attention time from events like this. Let's start off a little bit for those people who don't know who the special needs people are. Give us an example of some of the people who would be included in this opportunity.
Sure. We hope it to be all-inclusive. So whether there's physical special needs or mental special needs, anything, we're just hoping to be all-inclusive. And again, we've worked closely with the Bethesda Homes and the Emmaus Home that's here local, and we just, some of them are bringing groups to the event. So we're like I say, not wanting it just to be for children. It's for adults or anyone that has special needs, and for their family, because sometimes we feel like they don't feel included in a lot of other events that are community-wide or even within our churches. So we just recognize that we are all a part of God's body, and it would be very good, or we make up the body, he's the head, and we just think it would be very good if we get a little better at trying to be inclusive.
Well, on an event like this one, the question from people who might be thinking about it with whether it's a child or a family member that's interested in such an event, what kind of things will they find when they come to the Family Fun Fair?
Yes, sir, we have an assortment of sensory stations, just a whole bunch of ways to stimulate different senses, some moon sand to play in, some sensory goo, like kind of like flubber kind of stuff to play in. We've got art projects. We've got interactive games that can be done both as a team, like volleyball, played with beach balls and balloons for safety, and soccer opportunities, and then individual challenges like a beanbag toss and ladder golf, tic-tac-toe games. We're going to have a photo booth, face painting, temporary tattoo station. We're going to have some horse therapy. The Treehouse of Greater St. Louis is coming and bringing Dippin' Dots, a little pony, that there will be pony rides and an opportunity to learn about the therapy that they offer to children or families with special needs. We have an alpaca coming who uses a wheelchair. So just a lot of fun, interactive things.
Well, now there's something interesting that you don't even hear talked about, a special needs animal like an alpaca. That's got to be at least something, a good photo opportunity for a lot of people.
There you go. That's right.
And I'm assuming since Lutherans for Life of St. Charles County is the main sponsor here, that you have included some other groups that have decided to come in and do a little bit of work and, help out with the fun and maybe even show off some of the things that they do for special needs families.
Yes, sir. That's been one of our focuses, to invite some of the other resources here in the county for families or children with special needs so they could come offer a fun station here, as well as sharing their literature about how the services they provide, if that would be a need that would help some of these children or families. Yes, sir.
Well, we'll get back to the same point in just a moment, but I figured since we know we have commuters that drive to and from work and some may have to walk into their offices in the next couple of minutes, if someone wants to find out more information about this weekend, this Saturday's event, where can they go, online or phone numbers or something like that?
Yes, sir. Zion Harvester, where we're having this event, has been so gracious as to put it on our front page, their front page. So it's zionharvester.org, and it's on the front page there, very easy to find. So there's lots of information there. My phone number's on there. I can give out my phone number at 636-447-3133. People are welcome to call if they have questions, or there's lots of information there on that website.
And again, for those who may have been listening and have to leave us quickly, this will be held at Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles, 3866 Old Highway 94. And I think a lot of people know where Zion is in that area, at what we call the Harvester area, I guess.
Yes.
And so if you've grown up at any point going through past Zion, you know where this will take place. This is primarily going to be an outdoor event, or at least it was scheduled to be an outdoor event and is scheduled to be mostly an outdoor event, I guess?
We have both. There are activities indoors and outdoors, but we do have a plan that we can move almost all the activities indoors. We're not sure about bringing a horse or an alpaca in the school. I didn't get permission from the principal for that. Anyway, most of the other things can be brought indoors.
Well, and I would assume you're going to have some sort of an entertainment situation, too. Do you have music, or do you have, puppets or something like that?
We do have music, yes. We're going to have a young man playing guitar for us, and yes, and then just all the other hands-on opportunities. It's mostly, we wanted it to be interactive, and if people are not able to do some of the activities there, we thought they would just enjoy the atmosphere of seeing other people, busy doing these things. We do have the Knights of Columbus is coming, some clowns, and we'll have balloons, so just a lot of, fun things to do.
So there are various organizations that have decided to jump in and take advantage of this opportunity for the families that will be there with the special needs. But you obviously open this up to more people than just the special needs. And the families around Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles probably are behind this 112% or something.
At least. We have been so blessed. Our chapter works with 13 congregations here in our area, and just many of them have jumped on and, wanted to volunteer. We have, I think we have probably 100 volunteers that on Saturday scheduled to be there to help, man these stations and just be friendly and help make sure everybody has a fun, good time that day.
Well, see, now that actually took away one of my questions, and I'm okay with that, because I was going to say, it says here that you're looking for people to help out, but apparently if you have 100 volunteers already, you're probably going to be in a good spot. But if someone needs to find out information again, how can they find out more about the Family Fun Fair this Saturday?
Visit Zion harvester.org. And on the front page is a big flyer about this event. And my number is on there. My email is on there. And, yes, we would still welcome volunteers who would like to come work for all day from 10 to 2 or for even a couple hours. We're a little short yet on the afternoon help, have a lot of morning help. So if anyone has a heart to volunteer, why, give us a contact and we'll get you plugged in. And, of course, we're still inviting everyone to come with special needs. We've asked for registration just to help us prepare for food and be prepared for enough prizes and that kind of thing. But at this stage, if people want to come and they haven't registered, we'll welcome them. We just love to have them.
And is there anything else Lutherans for Life of St. Charles County has upcoming that you'd like to talk about at this point?
We have just been busy handing out confirmation cards and with the precious feet, baby feet pins on them, just letting each one of those confirmands know that they've been loved by God and created by Him from the moment they were in their mother's womb, the moment of conception, and that the feet that the Lord has blessed them with can be gospel motivated and taking the gospel forth. So there's been a lot of volunteers doing that kind of thing, handing out those pins and congratulating those confirmands and just letting them know we pray for them and support them and know that they are precious in the Lord's eyes, and that as they are confirming their faith that they have an opportunity to now be bold with the gospel and speak up for life and many opportunities. So that's going on. We always have opportunities. We raised some money a while back to help support families that are in the midst of adoption, and we are just getting ready to visit another family that has is ready to be welcoming a new baby into their home. So we're giving them some funds and getting to know them and connecting them with other resources. So we have a lot of ongoing activities.
Well, thank you, Dolores Desimone. And again, it is Saturday, 10 to 2 at Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles. ZionHarvester.org has more information. More of His time coming up.